We've been hearing a lot lately about the World Cup, which kicks off in Brazil next month. It comes every 4 years. Soccer's most important annual match kicks off this weekend in Lisbon, Portugal. It's the Champions League. And for the first time in history, that competition is between two teams from the same city, Madrid. If you didn't know how obsessed Spaniards are with soccer, you're about to find out with this postcard from Lauren Freire in Madrid.
This is one of the most beloved songs in global sports, the Champions League theme. It heralds the climax of the soccer calendar. The final game is like the Super Bowl. Even though it's just for European teams, last year's final was the most watched sporting event in the world, with 360 million TV viewers from China to Africa to the Americas. Out of more than 100 professional teams in Europe, the last two standing this year are from the very same city. Real Madrid, the world's richest team, versus its underdog hometown rival, Atletico de Madrid.
I mean, it's hugely important for Atletico, because I mean, it's the first time in 40 years since they've been to a European Cup final.
Mark Elkington covers Spanish soccer for British media.
And for Real Madrid, because, you know, they have this obsession, they have this love affair with the European Cup. They're the team that's won it the most times, 9 times. And they have this, yes, it's La Decima, the 10th, is the one that's obsession.
And this is what obsession sounds like. I'm at a Peña, a bar that's declared its allegiance, in this case to Atletico de Madrid. And I'm here to meet the man they call the poet of Spanish soccer.
El fútbol tiene una segunda parte.
Soccer is the essence of pain and defeat, even more than victory, says José Antonio Martino Teen, a former player, agent, and soccer commentator, better known by his nickname, Petón. We know we suffer for our teams, more than the fleeting happiness they bring us, but we wouldn't change it for the world. One of the long-suffering Atletico fans is Ramon Prieto, who describes Saturday's game as sort of a David and Goliath matchup.
American friends have told me that they think Real Madrid is like the LA Lakers, and we are like the Clippers. Something like this, because we don't have as much money as the Lakers do.
Less than a quarter of the budget. Real Madrid is used to competing with top-tier teams like Manchester United, Bayern Munich, Inter Milan, not its kid brother, Atletico. But the two teams have a friendly rivalry. Every November, Madrid hosts a fan derby where runners don Real Madrid or Atletico jerseys and race each other from one stadium to the other. Radomir Antic is famous for having coached both Madrid teams. I met him on his way to Lisbon for the game and asked him to pick a favorite. He was diplomatic.
Well, two different clubs. Atletico Madrid, for them, is a grand achievement. For Real Madrid, it's a 10th title. They now what is the win championships. And Atletico Madrid, after 40 years...
This is the A5 highway out of Madrid. Straight ahead, 400 miles, is Lisbon. Hundreds of thousands of Madrileños are road-tripping it this week to be in the Portuguese capital for Saturday's game and watch their team win. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freire in Madrid.